Mic check, 1 2 1 2. Hello everyone. This is episode 2 for the year 2026. I kicked off the first episode of the year with something short and simple, more so to get us back in a groove of podcast episodes, or get myself back in a groove and get you in a groove of incorporating me back into your routines and into your schedules, because yes, do that. Thus far, it's almost a week in. By the time I upload this, it might be exactly a weekend, but I'm a week in-ish to the first week of 2026, and I will say that it has been amazing for me, transformative for me. I wanted to be intentional about how I spend the first month of the year. So I've had no time on social media. I haven't been listening to music outside of my own or my brother's own. And I've just been more intentional about how I'm spending my time. I haven't been in communication with a lot of people because I don't want any distractions from what I'm doing. I don't want to have any energy that may intervene in a way that I just don't need at this current moment. So, yes, it's been a social fast, not just social media fast. It's been a social fast, I would say, and then also diet fasting as well. But anyway, one of the things that I was drawn to do today, because it's a Sunday, was to reset myself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, on a soul level, and just check in with myself and see how I'm doing, see how I'm feeling, which brought me to going to my laptop to photo booth and revisiting some of my video journals. Now, when I started doing therapy, I started noticing, when I started doing therapy on my own, I will say, which was back in about 2019, I was 20, yeah, from the years 2018. Yeah, I started 2018. And then I was very consistent 2019, 2020. But anyway, I started noticing that it was harder for me to write out my thoughts, or I just was lacking the patience to sit down and write out my thoughts because I wasn't moving fast enough. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody, but for me, typically when I journal, I take my time with what I'm writing. And during that era of my life, I was very anxiety ridden. So things that would cause me to sit still for a long period of time just made me feel antsy and anxious. So I started doing video journals instead. So today I had a conversation with my brother that sparked the idea to go back and look at some of my journal entries. But one that stood out to me was when I was just leaving my marriage and I was separated. So, if you're a new listener, I was married and got divorced, and that's that. You could check out previous episodes for more perspective. But yeah, so this was when I just got to a point where I initiated that I wanted separation and that divorce was something that I felt was necessary for us. The person that I was with was very anti-separation and divorce and was very heartbroken and did not want me to do what I did, but I felt that it was necessary, and it was the first time that I felt like I was really advocating for myself, in a way that to the outside world just didn't make sense. But to me, and because of my internal world and because of the spiral that was happening, internally, I felt a need to advocate for myself and say, like, I actually need to leave this for the sake of my sanity and peace of mind. So I did. I have a few excerpts from that time, from things that I said. I said, this is the most at peace I've ever felt, but the most guilt that I've ever felt. This is the most tired that I've ever been, but the most that I've slept. This is the most certain that I've ever felt, but the most confused that I've ever been. And it felt like contradictions, and it can seem like contradictions, but now it all resonates so much because I know that sometimes advocating for yourself and requiring peace outside of yourself from the world around you is something that's going to come with a sacrifice. And it's something that will sometimes leave you with a level of discomfort. Although you are at peace mentally or emotionally, sometimes you could witness outside of yourself how creating a boundary can hurt someone or make someone believe that they are hurt or victimized by a situation. But it's worth it and it's necessary. And I think about how I was saying I was the most tired I've ever been, but it was the most that I ever slept. I was finally starting to feel. I was no longer numb. All of a sudden, I'm feeling everything, and I'm not just existing and numb anymore. So I was exhausted. So I was finally sleeping, but it felt like my mind was literally, it was a rat race in my head. And then there was an experience of feeling a certain level of certainty within myself of, I know that I need to do this. The confusion on the other side of the coin was, I don't know what's on the other side of this. I don't know how things will look on the other side of this, but I do know that this is something that I need to do. So if you're in a position where you find yourself having to choose peace, you're finding yourself tired, but finally getting some sleep, or you're finding yourself certain about what you're meant to do, but you don't know the process of what the in-between is going to look like. Believe in yourself. Bet on yourself. Make the hard decision in spite of knowing that what's for you is for you, and you are a powerful being who is in direct alignment with the divine, with the source, with I am. There aren't always explanations for the inclinations that you may feel in your spirit, in your heart, in your soul. But you are in a position where you will be surrounded, where you will be covered, where you will be supported, where you will be affirmed in your existence and in your truth. If you don't feel it now, know that you will. Whether it's from your community, whether it's from your family, whether it's from yourself. When I looked at those videos, and I honestly recommend that for people that aren't big on journaling, like pen to paper, do video journals, and you'll be amazed at looking back at yourself. Like I was able to look at myself and see, wow, I looked like I was so confused. I could see the depression oozing out of my pores and coming out of my eyes. And I could affirm myself. I could affirm myself because I can witness, I'm able now to witness myself outside of myself. I know what the internal battle was, but looking back at everything and looking at how much I carried, the things that I was processing and feeling, and that was eating me up from the inside to the point where it manifested on the outside by way of just no appetite, looking depressed, looking skinny, like literally borderline anorexic, and it wasn't even on purpose. It was just I couldn't keep food down. I had no appetite. I was so anxious. But I can affirm myself and my existence now because I can attest to what it was that I had to endure and what it was that what it looks like to witness yourself gradually go from suffering to peace and to go from I remember in that video I saw myself say over and over, I'm not happy. I'm not happy. And I just want to be happy one day. I just want to feel happy. I don't feel happy. And I'm genuinely happy because I'm content with myself. I'm at peace with myself. It doesn't mean that my life is perfect or that everything, the details surrounding my life are perfect. But I've gotten to a place within myself where I have a certain level of contentment that no man, no woman can take away. But I would also like to just implore you to take notice of your habits and your patterns. Because a lot of times your habits and your patterns will reflect the state of your soul and the state of your mind. Because I made the observation of myself at the time where I said, I'm not working out as much. I'm not going to sleep as early, but I am drinking. And I have been going out and hanging out with people. And the thing was, when I went out and when I was drinking and when I was around people, I was in the darkest place of my life. So I was sacrificing the healthy habits because I just was trying to get by. Me not working out, me not getting good sleep, me not resting, me feeling like it was a struggle to retain information was a direct reflection of where I was emotionally. It was my spirit and my soul attempting to say, alert, alert, something isn't right. It was my vehicle saying, check engine, the engine light is on. And instead, I found coping mechanisms. So, oh, that's probably just I need to get some gas. Oh, I just need to change my windshield wipers. When in reality, the transmission was going out. Notice your habits and your patterns, whether you have to write them down or take a mental note, and ask yourself if it's reflecting that you're in a healthy place or that you're in a place of just getting by and existing. Pay attention to the music that you're listening to on a daily basis. Pay attention to the messages that you find yourself chasing by way of music or by way of social media. I know that at that time in my life, the very next video, my favorite song in that area, in that era, was the song Found by Tims, and it was my favorite song, and I couldn't explain why. And it wasn't until today when I looked at that video that I realized that my favorite song was Found because that was the most lost that I had ever felt in my life. So take a moment to observe the subconscious things that your mind or that your body or that your spirit or your heart is telling you by way of the things outside of yourself, like your habits, whether it's your eating habits, whether it's your how you're exercising or if you're exercising or being active, whether it be the songs that you listen to, whether it be the podcast that you're listening to, whether it be the content that you're watching on social media, take note of that. And if it's necessary to make some adjustments, make those adjustments for the sake of your heart, your mind, and your body. Don't just live a life that isn't conscious living or isn't intentional living. Live a life that reflects you care about yourself and you love yourself because you get to offer yourself that. And I'm happy that I've arrived in my journey at a place where I make decisions that are intentional because I love myself. I genuinely love myself. I love myself as the little girl that's in me. I love myself as the teenage girl that's in me. I love myself as me that was in my 20s, I loved myself as 32-year-old me, going on 33 this year. I love me genuinely, and because I love me, I want for my actions and my decisions in my life to reflect that I love myself. So, in this week's episode, I would love to challenge you to take a moment to observe yourself. Make time for yourself and your voice and your actions and your habits and your routines. Observe yourself and take the time to be intentional about creating the life that it is you know you deserve and want to have. Has nothing to do with anybody outside of yourself. Offer yourself that because you can, because you're worth it, and because I said so. I'm just playing, kind of. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it meets you at a great time, and I hope that it feeds your soul and your spirit, and that you find some reminders in this episode that'll help encourage you and your heart and your mind and your spirit. Be well.